Good morning from Greenwich, Connecticut. Before I get started, I want to apologize for two things. First, sorry for Monday. I did fix that episode, but I fear many of you didn't realize that it had been fixed. And it kind of makes me sad because I think it was called Holding Our Vision. I just re-listened to it, and I have to say I really liked it. And I know I probably shouldn't say that about my own work, but as I've said many times before, I record extemporaneously, and I'm not that person that goes back and listens. So I didn't remember exactly what it was about. And as I was listening, I thought, wow, that is an important message. And it was important for me to listen to again today because it's about holding our vision and it's about focusing on what we want and not what we can't have or don't want or all the many reasons that things are impossible. And quite frankly, that's one of those reminders that we can never quite get enough of, right? So if you do have a moment, please go back and listen to Holding Our Vision. And I'm sorry I missed Wednesday. In fact, I'm going to move to twice a week. I haven't decided whether it's going to be Mondays and Thursdays or Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you have an opinion about that, please pop me a message. The other thing I want to apologize for is the noise. I'm actually recording in the car and trains are going by here. So what's on my mind today is the word trust. And it first came up with friends because I'm working towards something and they pointed out that my trustworthiness and this trust factor is a big element of the project I'm looking at. And it was interesting because when they said that to me, I realized that in the first meeting I had with this person, I said something like, I love to be trusted, or it's important to me to be trusted. And it's true. I value when someone trusts me. I think it's an honor to be trusted. And anyway, this word trust came up for me again yesterday because one of my pals called me late one night. She's an only child. Her mother's in the hospital. She recently lost her father. And she said, my mother's in distress. I'm upset and exhausted. And I'm calling you because I think I may need some support. She ended up coming over to spend the night and I gave her fresh pajamas, got her in the hot shower and got her into bed because my favorite words these days are sleep is our best friend. I knew she needed a good night's sleep in order to show up rested and calm for her mother. Anyway, the next morning she left very early, but when I came out of my morning meditation, I was thinking to myself, God, her body language as she walked out the door revealed to me that she was feeling a little bit alarmed or fearful. I thought about it and I sent her a text message acknowledging the many complexities she's facing. She's changing jobs. She's moving out of state. She was planning to move her mother who fell ill. Objectively speaking, it's a very complex situation. And I was reminding her to trust that things are going to work out and to trust in the divine plan and the divine timing in our lives. And I don't want to wax all philosophical here, but it is really true that we can see how things work out, usually in the rearview mirror. We may have a situation at work or a situation with a child or a parent or whatever it is. And it's remarkable when you look back how things worked out. And it is difficult to trust when we're in a vulnerable situation. In fact, what I was thinking about this morning is that trust and vulnerability go hand in hand. They're like two sides of the coin, right? The more vulnerable one feels, the more difficult it is to trust. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm also thinking about trust in terms of self-trust. Just this week, I have been in a bit of a vulnerable situation myself, and I was so grateful that the people around me who know and love and respect me probably got a whiff of my vulnerability and their care and encouragement and advice and support helped me flip the coin. And I truly did move from doubting myself to trusting myself. In fact, going back to Monday's episode, Holding Our Vision, they held the vision for me in a moment when I was vulnerable and couldn't quite see it myself. It's funny how these two things are playing off each other in my mind. I was thinking about how we can hold the vision for our child when they're vulnerable, how we can hold the vision for our friends when they're vulnerable. And again, what an honor it is to be trusted and what a gift it is when things feel like they're really going sideways. when we can come back into our self-trust. So there you have it. That's what's been on my mind this week. Vulnerability, self-trust, holding the vision. And that includes not only holding the vision for ourselves, but holding the vision for other people in their moments of vulnerability. Because at the end of the day, being trusted is an honor, and self-trust is a gift. I'll end by sharing that I received a really cool message from a Dear Constance listener who asked if she could interview me for the podcast. At first, I didn't understand what she said, and I was like, wow, that's kind of a cool idea. So we did that interview this week, and that will be one of the episodes next week. So stay tuned for me being interviewed by Cynthia Morris next week. That's all for now. Until next time, from my heart to yours.